And now what's new in the city of Portage. Portage's city manager, Pat McGinnis, joining us in the studio for a weekly update. How are you this morning?
Good, Ken. Thanks for having me this morning.
Sure. What's new?
Well, you know, we got a lot happening. And again, one of our major focuses in the city of Portage is housing. You know, we found that there is a significant shortage of housing. And in Portage, we're really looking at those middle income earners, those that are earning between 80 and 120% of the area median income, which essentially is the average earnings for a family. The new numbers came out from MSHTA last week, and they're probably more than most people think. You know, I think it's the middle. It's that top of the bell curve, so it's the vast majority of our population. Those are the populations that we're focusing on because we kind of think that's where our sweet spot is in terms of future development in Portage. And we're seeing in the market there's no creation of new housing stock for entry-level homes. People who are buying their first homes are looking at older homes by necessity. Historically, there has been some availability of new housing stock, smaller, more modest housing stock for that first home for middle-income earners. But we don't have that at all anywhere now. So we're looking at ways to build partnerships with the state and the county and Kalamazoo Neighborhood Housing Services or Habitat or United Way or you name it, finding ways to bridge the gap. And we've done that down on Portage Road. We have purchased a parcel of property, we, the city of Portage, and we will be developing with AVB a development of approximately 60 homes down there. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be taking interest. We're not accepting applications. We're not setting up a formal process, but we're offering people an opportunity to sign up so they can get information on the availability of these homes as it becomes available. People should be looking for that. It will probably be live this week yet. Where they can go in and enter their information, let us know they're interested, and they'll just start getting emails as more information becomes available. But that's going to be real. We'll likely break ground yet this year. The engineering is underway right now. We'll be taking bids and starting to put in the infrastructure to create a housing development down in the Lake Center District off Portage Road. It's just south of Austin and West Lakes, right off Portage Road. So in the Is it Lake Center Elementary School down there? And, and so it's a very nice neighborhood, walkable near the park, walkable to the park. So it should be quite an attractive development. Also wanted to give a little shout out to our park rangers this morning. The city of Portage has 13 park rangers that oversee our parks. If you've ever used our parks or our trails, you've likely seen these rangers. You know, we've got rangers at the national parks.
Yes,
we've got our state DNR people. And here in Portage, we've got well-trained, enthusiastic, outdoorsy type people who've signed up to be our park rangers. I won't name them all. There are 13 of them. You guys know who you are. We've got 18 parks, bike trails, foot trails, boardwalks, cemeteries, skate park, dog park, green spaces all over. So they oversee an awful lot. They inspect all of these things every single day, all the pavilions, restrooms, buildings. They're inspecting those things. They open and close. There's 9 gated parks, so they have to open and close those every single day. There are various rules they need to enforce to let people know that we do have some rules in place. Ramona Park Beach operations, you know, we've got the lifeguards there and the concession stand. They pull trash and pick up trash, and they kind of just help out with all of the other activities, the summer concerts, the farmers markets, Friday at the Flats, Monster Mash. All of those things are activities that our rangers are involved in, and hopefully you've seen them out there. They're kind of our ambassadors, and I've seen them as I'm using the trails, and very friendly people, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to that wonderful team of employees that we have. And finally, I wanted to point some out something I've never seen the likes of it before, and I'm so happy I moved to Kalamazoo so I could experience this last night. I heard about an activity last night put on by the Salvation Army at Sweetwater's Donuts. It was a donut eating contest. Have you already talked about that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, we talked about that on the show yesterday.
It's
quite an event.
It was just like I imagined it, like the Coney Island eating thing on the 4th of July. And a guy named Dave Morgan won. He was the winner in 2019. He showed up with his trophy from 2019. And I think that was the first year. So I think this is only the fourth year they've done it.
It is.
And I thought these folks might just kind of eat a couple donuts. You know, who can eat more? Because I brought one of those Sweetwater's donuts, and I had a hard time finishing one. Those are some big donuts. But, this guy ate all 12 in 10 minutes. And watching him, he had a water bottle. He's squirting them down and just jamming them. He had donuts all over his fingers. And it was worth the visit. So next year, your listeners, if they hear about that, it's something worth checking out. And they had a little music playing. They had a blues band playing. It was kind of pleasant, but kind of neat. Well, wonderful Kalamazoo. Way to go. Another unique thing about Kalamazoo that I don't think anybody else has.
12 donuts in 10 minutes. Yep. Joey Chestnut has nothing on him.
He doesn't. So, yeah, Joey better look out in his rearview mirror because Dave Morgan's headed his way.
And the great thing about that competition is the winner, and in this case Dave, gets to design his own donut, which will be the featured donut next week at Sweetwater's Donut Mill.
Well, I'm going to have to pay them another
visit. He doesn't
even
have to eat 10 of them or 12 of them in 10 minutes to to make that happen. It's an amazing event. Salvation Army has put that on with Sweetwater's the last 4 years, as you mentioned, kind of, because Donut Day is actually this Friday. One of the two donut days we have here in each year. So
we get to double down on donuts and
Kalamazoo. Double down on donuts again.
Another reason it's great to be in Kalamazoo, right? Two donut days a year.
Indeed. Portage City Manager Pat McGinnis, our guest this morning in the studio on WKZO. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.